are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're talking about the VA system, and I guess a headline... where VA system has been getting some criticisms on the amount of delays and the backlogs that could be possibly affecting the care being given by the VA system. What I've seen personally with my VA patients is that the VA system has phenomenally improved, and it's excellent. But I guess there's been a lot of scrutiny. And like I said, criticism, as we've been discussing the Aaron Alexis case, where Aaron Alexis was the shooter that came on the Navy Yards Monday morning and shot and killed multiple people. Apparently, he reportedly had post-traumatic stress disorder after witnessing the 9/11 terrorist attacks in New York. Apparently, he had enrolled in the VA system 1 month after he had left the Navy Reserve in July 2011. So we were kind of discussing post-traumatic stress disorder, and could that really be a cause for him to, you know, massacre people? And I think there's a very weak link if that. I think he had some other diagnoses that weren't identified. We also talked about in the first hour how maybe we are kitten gloving many of our patients that may actually have deeper disorders, but we are so afraid to go outside the DSM diagnosis, because that's our Bible, right, of psychiatric illnesses, or we're so afraid to label somebody as, you know, completely unstable and messed up in the head, that such that we don't want, you know, to say anything politically incorrect, we don't want to be sued later or whatnot, that these people are just coming and going, getting their medicines. Healthcare providers are relieved that they're out of their clinic, and these are people that could possibly be murderers later or assassins. Now, last month they had said that Alexis had showed up at a VA emergency medical center in Providence, Rhode Island, I guess a month later in Washington, D.C., asking for medication for insomnia. He had been given trazodone, small doses, also told to follow up with primary care providers. That's exactly what the doctor should have done. Okay, nothing wrong. The VA system did exactly what I mean, you know, okay, we're in an emergency room. Being an emergency doc myself, prior to opening my clinic, you know, you can only do so much, okay? You're manning an emergency room. So, you know, somebody coming in for some sleeping medication, you're not going to sit there and do, you know, a 45-minute psychiatric session on them. You're dealing with heart attacks, you're dealing with trauma, etc. So you give them ample amount of medication. You make sure they're not a threat to themselves, a threat to others. We make sure they don't have any suicidal ideation or homicidal ideation. If they say, no, I'm fine, I just need somebody to sleep, you give them the medicine to sleep and say, look, I want you to follow up with your primary care provider to make sure that this gets followed up on and you're getting the sleep you need, and, you know, we can eventually get you off medication for sleep. And that's the end of it usually. That's really all the VA needs to do. All the emergency room needs to do. Okay? But they didn't give him enough to overdose him. They said he was alert and oriented. He never had discussed issues of anxiety or depression, etc. So I want to give these doctors a hard time. Of course, the doctors are always scrutinized whenever these things happen, because you would think that the doctors would have the most amount of responsibility to catch somebody who could be possibly unstable and do something about it. But I, you know, doctors can only do so much, okay? And we've talked about some of these psychiatric illnesses, okay? Schizophrenia can sometimes be predictable. Bipolar can sometimes be predictable. But somebody coming in saying, hi, how's it going? And then all of a sudden one day saying, you want to know what? I'm going to do this. I'm going to put a shotgun in my gym bag. I'm going to bring the gym bag in, and I'm just going to do it. Well, if you saw the patient a couple weeks ago, and they were like, hey, Dr. Smith, I'm doing great. Just need a little something for sleep. Got a little sore throat. Other than that, I'm fine, you know. Then you're not going to catch these people, okay? You know, we had talked about how September 11th, I believe Muhammad Atta was in my urgent care, and I had seen him for a sore throat. I'm not going to screen if somebody is going to bring, you know, bring a plane and, you know, fly a plane into the World Trade Center. He came into an urgent care. He had a sore throat. I treated him for the sore throat. Didn't really offer any more information. Just thank you. You know, it's just a sore throat. I need some medicine for it, and that was it. All right. Yeah, he gave me a little bit of the heebie-jeebies, but he acted very stable. He acted very sane, if I remember correctly. Unfortunately, I don't have the chart because the FBI had taken it right after the attacks. You know, still, I always feel like, well, gosh, maybe, you know, if I would have just flaked and given him something he was allergic to, maybe this couldn't have happened. I mean, you know, you're going to do that, you know, as a human being, as a doctor. But for the most part, okay, you know, you're not going to identify assassins. And maybe what we need to do is do something that very similar to a cardiac stress test to people. Okay? Have people go through a stressful testing process where you get right under their skin to the point that you see if they could go berserk and they could go violent. Maybe that's what we need to do. All right? To see who does not have control. We do stress tests for hearts. Maybe we need to do that for mental illness. Okay? I mean, from what it sounds like, his family and his friends with this Navy Yard shooter had no idea what was brewing in his head. He was supposed to be a happy-go-lucky guy. People knew him at work. He did his work. Yeah, he had some run-ins with the law. Nothing too bad that would have raised any red flags. He just decides to one day, or maybe he decided a couple days prior, to do this. So I would cut the VA system some slack. Yes, we do need a lot more help from the mental health services aspect of healthcare. We need more providers. We need more care. We need more intervention. But the scary people are the ones where they just one day go berserk. And because people going, you know, berserk all the time, you identify them. It's easy. You can medicate them. You can control them. You watch them. But it's the people that you would have never suspected it. Those are the threats. And that's what makes this difficult. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. When we come back, we're going to talk about a 2-year-old who got bariatric surgery. Should the 2-year-old have gotten it? What was tried prior? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Eric Hamburg with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Ever wonder why billionaires like Warren Buffett, John Paulson are dumping their shares of U.S. company stocks? Do they know something we don't? No investor wants to own stocks with falling profit margins and shrinking dividends. Is it possible a 1987-style market crash is coming? Are these investors aware of a massive correction of up to 90%? Call me, Eric Hamburg, at 800-686-2237, extension 120, and find out why gold and silver are the only true safe haven. With event-driven risks, such as volatility in the financial market and conflict in Syria and the Middle East, the sky is the limit for gold and silver. That's Eric Hamburg, 800-686-2237, extension 120, and I'll send you a brochure explaining why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. As a currency's value crumbles and gold being priced in dollars, metal's value will skyrocket. Again, that's Eric Hamburg, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 120.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dials. You can follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I apologize. I'm still dealing with this cold, and my throat's not doing too well, but I apologize if you guys are listening to me that with a very squeaky voice. So we have a 2-year-old boy who apparently has undergone gastric bypass surgery, 2 years old. Now, apparently he's from Saudi Arabia. He weighed 72 pounds and had a body mass index of 41. Okay? I know many people think it's the parents' fault, but you'll hear why. All right. An obese child. Okay. Could also have sleep apnea where he stops breathing, and that's what was happening to him. We know that body mass index is over 30, is obese over 35, morbidly obese. So a BMI of 41, the kid was only 72 pounds. Apparently, they had done multiple diets, multiple food plans. They tried everything. And the reason why they were having so much difficulty is because he had a condition called Prader-Willi. Now, Prader-Willi syndrome, these kids, it's a genetic disorder that causes these kids to have excessive hunger. They also have poor muscle tone, so they don't really suckle well as babies. They will, though, gain weight because their appetite ends up being up, and whatever they can eat, they eat. They kind of have these almond-shaped eyes, a narrowing of head at the temples, kind of a turned-down mouth, thin upper lip. MayoClinic.com gives a great review of Prader Willie. A tired-looking, but it's because they don't have the muscle tone. And usually we pick up on this when they're between 1 and 4 years old. So apparently he had seen endocrinologists. I mean, the parents had done everything, and they couldn't get him to lose weight long-term. Now, apparently doctors, I guess he saw an endocrinologist at the 14-month mark. He had weighed 46 pounds. After dieting for 4 months, his weight still increased by 17 pounds. So finally, he went to the bariatric clinic. He was having sleep apnea. His legs were bowing. The bones weren't forming as well. So they suggested a sleeve gastrectomy. Now, many of you have opted for this laparoscopic sleeve, where basically when you see your stomach, you know how it connects to the esophagus and then connects to the intestine. The pouch of the stomach that doesn't really connect to anything, but it's just, you know, the extra hanging part of the stomach, they remove that, okay? Close up the rest of the stomach so that you have less stomach surface area. And it doesn't involve Roux-en-Y. It doesn't involve any of the reanastomosing of any intestine or junctions, etc., because it was just the extra stomach pouch that was removed. Now, so rather than his stomach kind of looking like a, I don't know, one of those old hot water bottles, now it looks like more like a banana. Now, from what we understand, this is one of the youngest boys that ever had this tried on. But since his surgery back in 2010, he has dropped his BMI to 24, which is within the normal range. So even though there's been a lot of criticism, okay, of parents doing this on a child, if you have this type of disorder where they could barely walk or barely breathe at night, you know, desperate times call for desperate measures. And for him having a fairly safe surgery on the stomach pouch, okay, without affecting any of his permanent gastrointestinal tract, you know, it's definitely within reason. Now, I guess in some countries, bariatric surgery is not recommended in children under age 14. Definitely for older groups, like in Australia, I guess you can't have it until you're 14. But at that point, I mean, this kid was 2. I mean, how many years do you have him go on with poor development? Now, I guess in India, doctors are reporting that they performed bariatric surgery on a 4-year-old. This child had weighed 98 pounds also. Actually, this is interesting. The Indian child had Prader-Willi. I thought the child in question did. Huh. Well, he could have. I don't think we know of the Saudi Arabian kid's diagnosis. But interesting nonetheless. Now, we also have a study that came out talking about, 30-minute exercise being more effective against obesity than an intense 1-hour workout. Now, why would less exercise, be more effective than the longer workout? So, apparently, researchers at the University of Copenhagen said that they were the ones that had noticed that those who committed to 30 minutes of daily exercise reported having higher levels of energy and more motivation to take the small steps necessary to lose weight. Obviously, obesity, they say, is a complex social problem requiring a multidisciplinary approach. In this new article, basically, they looked at people over 13 weeks, checked those who had exercised for 30 minutes, whereas others who had 1 hour strenuous. Men who were in the 30-minute-a-day group lost on average 7.94 pounds, but those who exercised an hour lost less, 5.95. Now, why is it? Does the body go into hibernation mode? Is the body so worried with all the exercise that it decides to hold on tight to the calories, to the fat cells? Now, one of you had asked me about fat cells and how you never lose your fat cells and the fat only comes and goes. All cells in the body rejuvenate. They do. From what I've learned, the average adipocyte, which is a fat cell, has actually a lifespan of 8.5 years. That's kind of crazy, okay? But, I mean, hair cells duplicate, nail cells duplicate, skin cells replicate. So do fat cells. So fat cells do have a lifespan. But what's kind of interesting is we believe that the amount of fat cells that you have in your body are already predetermined as a child. So that when you do gain weight or lose weight, you're not increasing fat cells, but you're increasing the fatty component of these fat cells. Your body, when it gets fat, after you don't absorb the regular dietary fat. That has to be broken down, and then it gets reformed so that your body can absorb it. When your body absorbs it, it basically gets sucked up by the fat cell. So when you lose weight, you lose fat in the fat cell. When you gain weight in the fat cell. And that's how that works. But the actual cell does have a lifespan. All cells in the body do. But when it comes to dieting, let's say, okay, you won't lose your fat cells. Now, the only way to get rid of fat cells would be maybe liposuction, but your fat will then deposit in other fat cells, which is why people that get liposuction don't usually lose permanent weight. You shouldn't be doing liposuction to lose weight. Liposuction should only be for cosmetic contouring, okay? All right, well, you know, the thighs are a little bit more meaty, the buttock area, the back fat. Liposuction is more for contouring cosmetically, but it's not a weight loss strategy because the fat will just deposit in other fat cells. You have fat in the face, fat under the arms. I mean, it's impossible to liposuction everything, and it can actually be fairly dangerous. So my guess, going back to this 30-minute of exercise study, is your body is designed to have fast impulses of exercise. We talked about this back in caveman days. Our bodies were designed to chase a zebra for meat, chase an animal for meat. Or we were designed to do softer exercise for longer periods of time, like gathering, you know, vegetables, gathering water, etc. Okay, even though nowadays we would be really winded and work up a sweat doing what they're doing, the fast pace, high intensity aerobic exercise is supposed to only last for spurts. Okay, after 30 minutes, many times, you know, you would either give up on the animal or you found the animal. Okay, or you try something else. So that's why our bodies aren't really designed for marathon running or marathon type exercise. Yeah, some people do it. And they love it, and I, you know, commend them for it. But just, you know, make sure your doctor's checking you because sometimes the heart can't handle it. But for the most part, it's pretty safe, okay? Just every now and then you hear somebody drop running a marathon. So my guess is the body knows how to handle a good 30-minute workout. Once you start exercising more, I think the body may go into protection mode. And we've talked about calories in do not equal calories out. We talked about how if you drink a couple sodas and then you try to work out on the treadmill and you try to work out to the point where you get those, you know, up to, let's say, 400 calories or whatever, you could still gain weight from the soda. Okay? You may be technically burning calories, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you are, I apologize. It doesn't necessarily mean that you are going to be of that you weight. Okay. 1-877-DOCTALLY, 1-877-DOCTAL. I will be right back.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
With the well-known shortage of availability in guns and ammo, the question is, will food and preparedness items be next? Now, at ProStoresDirect.com, buy a 32-serving bug-out bucket, and you'll get a prime assortment of Mountain House survival food entrees, including favorites like chili mac with beef and spaghetti and meat sauce, all made with real USDA meat. That's enough food for one adult for a full week, all for just $75.99 with free shipping, delivered in a handy resealable bucket that'll store for up to 25 years. Pro Stores Direct has a huge selection of family-sized food units too, right up to military-grade number 10 cans. And we'll give you great deals on new military first aid and surgical kits, portable water filters, heirloom seeds, and all your bug-out gear. Always with free shipping to the lower 48. Be ready for any challenge with food security for your family at ProStoresDirect.com. ProStoresDirect.com, your first stop for preparedness and survival gear, and proud sponsor of the free media.
What if it happened? The lights go out and the power doesn't come back. Could you provide your family with the basic necessities of life? We can teach you how at the Sustainable Preparedness Expo this Sunday, September 22nd at the Spokane County Fair and Expo Center. Learn about growing all your own food, herbal medicine, emergency medical and dental techniques, water well hand pumps, seed saving, emergency radio communication for beginners, and other life-saving information to provide you with the knowledge to survive in the direst of situations. There's a wide variety of vendors offering the latest preparedness products and services. Plus, visit the Longevity booth. The Sustainable Preparedness Expo is an event the entire family will enjoy. For tickets and registration info, go to sustainablepreparedness.com. Enter promo code GCN to save $3 on tickets. Don't wait to be a victim. Plan ahead with the Sustainable Preparedness Expo this Sunday, September 22nd at the Spokane County Fair and Expo Center.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. This is kind of interesting. They found a piece in the dog food puzzle that could actually prevent a disabling chemotherapy side effect. Now, I'm getting this from redorbit.com, but there's a chemical commonly used in dog food as a preservative could possibly help prevent nerve damage that happens to people's hands and feet when they take the chemotherapy drug Taxol. Apparently, a team from Johns Hopkins researchers have been working with cells and test tubes in mice to investigate the FDA-approved dog preservative. The preservative is called ethoxyquin. It's an antioxidant that binds certain cell proteins in a way that their exposure to the damaging effects of Taxol is limited. Now, 4 out of 5 patients, we understand, that take Taxol, cancer patients, okay, get this nerve pain down, like this peripheral neuropathy. And half of the users recover it, some don't, and it could be pretty debilitating. So people who take Taxol for breast cancer, ovarian cancer, etc., they're getting this peripheral neuropathy. So what they did is when they used this with the dog chemical, they found that the nerve cells were then resistant to the toxic effects of Taxol. Now, I'm not saying feed your cancer patient's dog food. I'm not saying that. But it's kind of interesting how that works. I guess ethoxyquin binds to HSP90. It's, I guess, one of the heat shock proteins that cells make defensively whenever they are stressed. It's kind of like a quality control officer, they say. It determines whether a protein is properly formed before it gets sent out where it's needed, right? And they found that this ethoxyquin, I like saying that word, ethoxyquin, binds to HSP90 and two other proteins, ataxin-2 and SF3B2. I know you guys were thinking about, what about the SF3B2? Well, apparently, it forces, if these proteins are flawed, they get degraded, their levels diminished. So they're still trying to figure out why this has a negative effect on nerves in terms of with the Taxol toxicity, but the dog food ingredient protects. Way to go. Okay, peripheral neuropathy, we've talked a lot about on the show. It's not fun, by no means. And so, especially for those people that are suffering from cancer and having to go through treatment, don't you hate that? You know, nothing can just be, everything has a price. Doesn't that bother you? Everything has a price. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, we were talking about the Obamacare defunding vote that happened Friday morning. Thursday, however, there was a vote to cut nearly $4 billion from yearly food stamps. Okay? Apparently, it was a 217-210 vote, right? As the bill would allow states to, I guess, have new work requirements in place for many food stamp recipients and to test applicants for drug use. Okay? The bill would also end government waivers that have allowed people who were able to work without dependents to receive food stamps indefinitely. Now, Democratic Representative Jackie Spierer, this is coming from Mail Online, I guess, spoke about the $3,500 that one of her Republican peers spent on meals during a trip to Russia and how another had a dining budget of $137 a day on a visit to Argentina. So she had, I guess, made references, and then I guess they had, she didn't name names, but people figured out that it could have been Representative Stephen King, Buenos Aires rep, or went to Buenos Aires, Representative Frank Lucas, who had gone on a trip to Russia. you know, she also brought in a bottle of Smirnoff caviar, a plate of steak, okay, trying to convince people, look, you know, people in Congress are living it up. But we have a huge spending problem, okay? I mean, we know politicians get budgets and they get to, I mean, you know, nobody would travel and nobody would do whatever they think they need to do if they had to spend their own money, you know, and people probably wouldn't even fly to Washington. That's expensive. So obviously the government funds and gives money to representatives. I'm sure she has benefited from some of the money that she was able to use, okay? And I don't think they fly coach. I think they actually probably fly business class or first class, which is my guess. But unfortunately, we do have an issue where we have more and more people receiving government aid. And if some of them could actually be working, right, and not receive the aid, well, then we could have them actually pay taxes. It's a twofold. They would stop receiving aid from the government and actually be working and paying taxes. The big dilemma we have is many people's welfare benefits far exceed that of minimum wage in their area. So there's really not a lot of incentive for them to go off the welfare benefits if they're going to be making less money and now having to leave the house and work. Apparently, they say 47 million Americans are now on food stamps, and the program's cost more than doubled in the last 5 years as we've gone through this depression / recession. So, of course, you know, critics are saying that the Republicans are, you know, hurting lower income and middle income people. It's, you know, and et cetera. But the new work requirements may make a little sense. I proposed a bill that would allow states to require 20 hours of work activities per week from an able-bodied adult with a child over age one if that person has child care available. So that's the out. People could say they don't have child care available. The requirements would be applicable to all parents whose children are over six and attending school. Now, that's something that we did talk about years ago when people were getting 99-plus weeks of unemployment. Is there something that they could do in the meantime? Volunteer work, certain tasks, etc., to get the unemployment benefits. Okay? I mean, we spend so much money on government workers. Why not, if somebody loses the job, the money's there, they're getting the unemployment benefits. Why not, while you're getting the unemployment benefits, you show up to a post that, it doesn't have to be very hard work, but you show up to a government post, and we come up with some sort of a volunteer system. I mean, they're only asking for 20 hours. Why not? Or why not, after 99 weeks, it becomes kind of a loan that then gets paid back once you start working? I don't know. These are ideas that many of you have brought up over the last few years. But why not do some sort of volunteer work or work? There is so much that could be done. And the government would save so much money on extra government workers that there be some sort of unemployment benefit. So, like, for example, if you lose the job, you will be then hired by the government, right? And it's your unemployment wage. Why the hell not? Makes perfect sense to me. You're working. But to receive unemployment benefits, and like the Tsarnev brother, the older Tamerlan, he was receiving benefits for 2 years. And he was able-bodied. Why not? There's got to be some work program we could do. Now, we're not talking about disabled. We're not talking about people too sick to work. We're talking about people who lost their job because of a recession. And many of those people want to work, just the jobs aren't available. I am sure there's a lot of free work that could get done, but it's not free because you're getting unemployment benefits. True? The unemployment benefits is usually half of what they make. 3/4, maybe, depending. Okay? I understand unemployment benefits are not as good, and that's why they came up with the 20 hours. But, to me, it's brilliant. Okay? Now, according to this, though, it's not the work benefits. This would have to do with food stamps. But, we need to revamp the system, because all we're doing is throwing money into a sinking hole. And more people are becoming more and more dependent as they're losing jobs and the recession isn't improving. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. When we come back from break, we're going to be talking about these cholesterol medication, these statins, and putting you at risk for cataracts, which obviously could deter your vision. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attention homeschoolers, teachers, and students of all ages. Now there's a way to learn English grammar using the Holy Bible. Sacred Grammar is a unique book that teaches all of the fundamentals of English grammar using Bible verses. Affordable and simple to use, it's a superb supplement and a great teacher's aid. Whether your focus is teaching children at home, strengthening your own writing skills, or just speaking proper English, Sacred Grammar offers all the tools you'll ever need. Learn to use words through His Word. For more information, go to sacredgrammar.com at sacredgrammar.com.
In times of disaster, internet and mobile networks will go dark. A wealth of online information will be completely inaccessible. Now, imagine the most extensive survival and disaster preparedness library ever created, with information for every possible scenario, still available to you without online access. That's the survival key. Ben Franklin said it best. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Get your survival key at GetSurvivalKey.com. Quite literally, the key to your survival. GetSurvivalKey.com.
Every time you eat a cooked food, your body responds by producing an increase in circulating white blood cells. This happens because nature designed us to eat food that is undamaged at the molecular level. When we heat food to normal cooking temperatures, we change the shape of the molecules into shapes the body cannot use. The body now looks at them as toxins and allergens. In an effort to protect itself from this irritant, the body intelligently increases the amount of circulating white blood cells to act as garbage collectors. The white blood cells gobble up all the unusable damaged food particles to neutralize their cell-damaging properties. This puts stress on your organs of elimination, and your body is subject to cell damage and inflammation. If you'd like to start experiencing the benefits of undamaged protein in your diet, give One World Way a try. It is a truly undamaged protein powder that will thrill your tastes and every cell of your body. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. We have an iPhone app. We have an Android app. Please download them. They're free. You can listen to the Dr. Dolly Show anytime. We are usually live 9 to noon, Monday through Friday. If I'm sick, have an issue with the office, every now and then you guys will get a replay, but for the most part, we try to be live every single day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon, as well as Saturdays, 10 a.m. Those times are Pacific time. If you can't call into the show, you can always leave an email at drdahlia.com. We try to get to your calls or get to your questions with in 24 hours or the next live broadcast. Since the only day off I take is Sunday, even though I still work at the office, we're pretty much going to get to your calls and your questions and comments as quickly as we can. And I appreciate you all for tuning in so diligently. When you do make a call, the phone will be answered by Don or somebody at the studio when we're live. If not, there's an answer line. Leave the message, and if it's something you want to have left on, be on air, leave the message. If you don't want it on air, then say so we don't use it on air. Okay, statins. Statin medication, some of our favorite medications because it lowers cholesterol. And many people take these to decrease the risk of heart disease. And it has probably been one of the most phenomenal medicines ever created because I have never seen a person die of a heart attack who was taking that medicine diligently. However, with everything good, there's a price. There's a bad. And researchers from Oxford University found that it could increase your risk of developing cataracts in the eyes by 27%. That's like a clouding of the lens. So Oxford University researchers reviewed the medical data of 14,000 people for more than 8 years, split evenly among those who would take statins for at least 3 months or those who had never taken the drug. And they showed that there was a 27% increase even after they took account all the other factors like diabetes, etc. These opacities that form in the lens many times require surgery. All right. Once you have the surgery and have the new lens placed, then you can maybe go for the laser. All right. Team looked at 27 statin trials, which involved over 175,000 people. Many of them were at low risk for heart disease. Now, even though statin drugs cut the risk of stroke, prevent the plaque from breaking off in the coronary artery, all right, they did find that there was that higher increase in cataracts. My recommendation is we all should be seeing an eye doctor once a year anyway after the age of 40. They do check for cataracts regularly. Talk to them about your statin dose. Try to be on the lowest dose possible of any of the medicine that does the trick. Okay, I've seen too many people on an 80 milligram generic medication, and there are newer medications that may work at a lower dose, like 20 milligrams, etc. So the less dose that does the exact same thing, the better. I do understand, though, many insurances don't pay for the newer brand name drugs. I get that. That's extremely frustrating for many of you, but if you do have the choice, definitely something to look at. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. What's this? Somebody sent me this, a $17,000 bottle of scotch at an Arizona Costco. I don't like scotch. I don't drink scotch. But that's kind of interesting. Apparently, according to MyFoxPhoenix.com, only 40 bottles of this Macallan 60-year-old single malt, I guess, have been made. 72 are for sale in the U.S. And I guess the Macallan Distillery has been making whiskey since 1824. That's very interesting. So the company released this malt, and I guess it's on sale at Costco. Huh. Why is that showing up? I don't know. Okay. Let's move on. Oh, okay. Let's talk about... I want to talk about the story, but let's first move on. Hobby Lobby. The U.S. wants the Supreme Court to take up the Hobby Lobby case. Now, do you guys know what's going on with Hobby Lobby? I ran into Hobby Lobby when Michaels didn't have some of the arts and crafts. My husband said, you know, there's a place called Hobby Lobby. Looks like they have some cool stuff. It was close by. I walked in there. It was amazing. I mean, it was great. And, I mean, things were cheaper. There was a lot of things on sale. So I fell in love with Hobby Lobby. I had no idea it was at the center of a lot of political controversy. Right? Until there were issues with the birth control mandate for Obamacare. And I think any company has a right to choose whether they want to be involved in something that could possibly go against their religion. Well, anyway, the federal government asked the U.S. Supreme Court on Thursday to decide whether Hobby Lobby and a Christian bookstore chain have to provide a wide range of birth control options for their workers as part of the federal health care law. Apparently, a 251-page appeal was filed Thursday by U.S. Solicitor General Donald Verrilli and other government attorneys. The Oklahoma business, I guess, has operated under a court order that allows them to avoid fines while they challenge a portion of the new law requiring them to provide the coverage. U.S. District Judge Joe Heaton in July granted the Hobby Lobby craft store chain and Mardell Christian Bookstore, its sister company, a temporary exemption from a requirement that it provide insurance coverage for morning after pills, similar emergency birth control methods, IUDs, etc. So apparently they want this to go to the Supreme Court. Now, apparently the company's owners are the Green family. And they say following all provisions of the new federal health care law would violate their religious beliefs or cost them millions of dollars in fines. The Green family believes that life begins at conception. Emergency birth control methods and an IUD prevent fertilized eggs from implantation, which could be considered an abortion. The company's insurance plans do offer 16 other forms of birth control mentioned in the Federal Health Care Act. Now, while this case is going on, you wonder, well, you know, what's happening with the workers? You know, we are in a free country. And one thing that's amazing about our country is if we have certain creed or religious beliefs, we are allowed to proceed with those as long as it doesn't hurt other people around us. Now, with birth control, people will say, well, it does hurt other people because you're not supplying them an insurance that covers certain birth control. And then some of you have critiqued where, I mean, well, they're really not, you know, performing quote-unquote abortions. All they're doing is supplying a health insurance, and that health insurance may offer an IUD. So it's really not a direct link. But, you know, it's not us to judge or interpret somebody's faith, okay? If they don't want any part of birth control, if they don't want any part of abortion, etc., they are allowed to. In our great country of ours. And if an employee, all right, doesn't want to work for a company whose health insurance won't cover something that they want, they have a choice of working someplace else. All right? This mandating confuses me because I thought this was a free country. Okay? If there is, I mean, for example, likewise is true. What if there's a company that really wants to pay for their employees' abortions? Okay? Should they be allowed to? Yeah. I mean, there's employers that pay for their staff's health care. There's employers that don't have health insurance that will actually pay cash for their employee to go to the doctor. If an employer wants to cover abortions for their employees and the law doesn't include abortions, the employer can shell out the money if they want to. It's a free country. Just like an employer could not shell out the money for something they don't believe in. So, but when it's a federal law that says you have to pay for a insurance company, an insurance that offers this, it, you know, now we're starting to lose some rights. Now, some of you also have kind of questioned, well, wait a second, don't all insurances have to cover birth control? I'm not sure where this is going. All right, I'm not sure. We know a lot of people don't want to pay for birth control services. They would rather pay for a prostate. Colonoscopies, etc. So we may be forming health insurance plans that are catering to older people, catering to non-childbearing people, etc. And so I am hoping that with these exchanges, there could be a lot more choices. Doesn't mean that would happen. But I would think the Supreme Court would go Hobby Lobby's way. You can't really force them to pay for something they don't believe in. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY. Don't go away.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You gotta hang me down.
Hang me down. Take me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that Russia has warned that if Iran is struck by foreign military, that there could be a certain chain reaction? This chain reaction would be communist Russia and China coming to the aid of Iran. Such an action could bring about the Third World War that is in plan to begin in the Middle East. The Illuminati planned three world wars and many revolutionary wars. We've seen two world wars and many revolutionary wars during the 20th century. We'd like to help you understand world events in the light of Bible prophecy by offering you a one-year free subscription to NewsWatch magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.